Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you protect John Connor?
Terminator 1.
Terminator 2.
Well, okay, it depends.
Are we protecting John Connor before he born or after he born?
Well, before, after he born. Okay, after he born.
So
Terminator 2.
Unless you want to protect him when he's a
little like sperm egg.
Yeah. He's an 18-year-old boy, and then you're looking at Terminator 3.
No, we'll go T2.
Okay,
T2,
all right. Okay,
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Sleep with Michael Biehn is now off my list of things to do.
So we've been asked by...
So instead...
The future government? No, I remember, the Resistance.
Yeah. They'll be like, future government, the Resistance is like, you three boys, get
like, we've
this.
Seen your... You what? Kill boys, typically, for $5.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah! We killed that Scar boy. What's his name?
We killed that Scar boy. We fixed the town from Jaws or some shit. We've done heaps.
Yeah. It's like, oh, here's a crisp fiver. They put it all in our pockets.
Who we killing?
And they kick us...
No.
Through a wormhole. And we end up in 1992?
Something like that.
You're protecting a little boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like John, the lady's like, yeah, and they kick us through the wormhole. And we're like, from what?
Okay, before I get kicked through the wormhole,
yeah.
I'd like to grab, because only meat can travel through, right?
Yeah, so we're now nude.
We're nude as the day we were born. Yeah. Okay, but I'd like to grab like a skin sack. It's like a sack made of skin. Let's say I found one. Okay? In the horrible future of Judgment Day, I acquired at some point.
That's fine. You can have a skin sack.
Sure. I got a terrible bag of skin. Okay? Just because only meat can travel through the wormhole, and I'm going to need to travel through another wormhole with some meat. Anyway.
Could you travel with, like, a leather jacket?
No.
Nah, because that's good. Well, you could, but you'd get there and there'd be no zip anymore or anything that wasn't just the leather.
But even then, I don't think so.
And
so
all the treat
fresh
skin?
Yeah.
Gotta be fresh flesh, yeah.
Anyway, look, let's... No, you can't travel with a leather jacket, but for some reason, Jackson can travel with a skin sack.
I imagine we are the future resistance people. Enter, 91 New York or wherever it is, 91 America. Yeah. We're like, we've got to protect little boy.
So instead of sending a T-800, they've sent us.
Three boys. Yeah. Just three boys.
Just three boys.
We don't need the T-800. We just need three boys. Just three boys.
Just three boys reporting for duty. Send us through the wormhole. Future government.
All right, so... You've got a skin sack.
Okay, now first step one is find clothes. Okay.
Yeah, we all got to do that.
Now, I'm not going to go up to a biker gang and do that. That's scary. Can I just steal, like, you know, like in a classic, like off of clothesline or whatever.
That's what that was my plan.
I'll get some jeans and a amusing, ironic t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm with stupid and an arrow pointing directly up.
Arrows in all directions. I am surrounded by people named stupid, is what it says.
Like, how far into the future have we come from, and do we understand, like, clothes? Like, to the, what
well,
they
it's
are
like
now?
People are dressed.
Yeah.
And what do you.
Well, I'm just wondering.
John Connor's the leader of the resistance, and we're protecting him. So it's only like 20 to 30 years.
I
just wonder if we're further in the future, maybe. I don't know.
Do you imagine further
that's
in
important.
The future we will no longer need?
Just wondering if a zip is confusing for me. That's all.
I mean, at a certain point,
it can be if you want it to be.
At a certain point, a zip will become confusing. Yeah. That's true. Not to us, but I mean to people.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
10,000 years from now, who are lasering up their clothes.
But what about 20 years from now?
No.
I've lived 20 and then 10 extra years, and I've never forgotten how zips work.
What about buttons?
Yeah. If we're at like a 20,000, I pick up a sock and I'm like, for my penis? What's this one for?
What's on your face?
For my penis? For my penis?
Is this what people from the 1991 were doing?
I just love. Not
dude, you were alive in 91!
Was I? For my penis? Anyway!
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I got a pair of jeans and a t-shirt on, I gotta find John Connor.
I'm with many people named Stupid.
I'm with a bunch of people named Stupid. I need to find John Connor.
Yep.
How do I do that?
Well,
do we know? Do we get any instructions as to where he might be?
We just got
to
protect John Connor. We know that his mum is in jail or an institution.
Ah, that's right. All right.
And we also know that he's in the system.
I'm pretty sure the T-800 knows what he looks like, and but can also scan him.
All right.
Yeah. Plus, we have phone books.
Yeah. I'll look him up.
We'll look him up.
I'll look him up now. At this point, is the other bad robot,
whose
name I can't recall.
T-1000. Liquid Boy.
The T-1000.
Okay.
Is he posing as John Connor's parents at this point?
No, because you're with John Connor when that phone call happens.
Okay, great.
Remember,
great.
He goes,
well, I just wasn't sure if he was doing it earlier.
Your parents are dead.
Yeah. All right, well then I'll go to his house, put him in the skin sack, go far into the future. He can grow up millions of years into the future when Earth is a blasted hellscape.
Uh-huh.
And then when he's old enough, I'll take him to the regular time where we need him.
So you're going to take John Connor into the far future?
Yeah.
Why do you need a skin sack for John Connor? He is but skin.
Yeah, I guess he could have just told him to get naked.
Yeah.
I thought that might have been a shock.
Why are you asking John Connor, who is at this point...
Well, because you can't travel
asking a 12-year-old boy? Wouldn't the
clothes... Because you can't travel through the portal with clothes.
Okay, you can. They just disintegrated, don't they?
Well, that'll be a shock for him on the other side.
And stepping into a skin sack is not a shock?
Okay, forget the skin sack. I left it back in the past.
I have.
In the future, okay? So I'll just take him into the future. We'll both be nude
removing
again.
Well, okay.
Wait, no. I bring the skin sack and I put our clothes in the skin sack. Then we step through the portal. And then I dump our clothes.
Put a second pair of clothes in the skin sack rather than taking the ones off we've got. That'll be easier
to
explain.
It's a waste of clothes.
Why is this such a big problem for you?
It'll be so much easier to explain that way.
Yeah.
Fine. He's like, why am I nude? I'm like, oh, I was going to just put the clothes in here for the boys.
Why are you starting there? Be like, time travel destroyed our clothes. It's okay. Here's another set.
Yeah, I guess. Why can't I on the other side be like, time travel is going to destroy our clothes. Put him in this sack, then we'll have them on the other
this
side.
This boy is trust.
I've said, hey, I'm from the future.
Hey!
You're going to be the guy. Okay.
You're acting okay. So in my head, this is Judgment Day, except instead of Arnold Schwarzenegger, it's Kramer from Seinfeld. That's how you're talking and acting.
Okay,
get in his skin sack. Get naked first.
All right,
it's a waste of clothes.
Fine. I'll knock on the door to his house. Hello.
Uh huh.
You might get. So John Connor's Sarah Connor is like, they're going to be coming for you, John.
Mm.
So there is a chance that if you just knock on his door, something bad could happen to you. Oh, wait, no, he lives with adoptive parents. Yeah. You can knock on the door.
When we're finding him, isn't he robbing ATMs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's hacking at ATMs to get the money out.
Yeah.
But you're knocking on his parents' door.
Yeah.
Where's John? We don't know.
Who are you?
He's your boy. How do you not know?
Who are you?
We think he's at school.
Are you a police officer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, fine. Let's... You knock on my door, I'm Mr. John...
Connors. Foster home dad.
I'm Steve Wonder.
Steve Wonder.
Hello, is this the Wonder residence?
Yes. How can I help you today?
I'm Jackson. I'm what's known as a Terminator, but... I'm not a Terminator. I'm just three boys.
I've shut the door and I'm calling the police.
Let me try again.
Okay.
Hello, the police? Yeah. I just had a man threaten my life on my doorstep and I'm a little worried. Can you send someone out?
Okay, let's go. We'll try again. Knock, okay. Knock. Okay.
Knock,
hello.
Knock.
Yes, hello.
Hello. I am a policeman.
Do you have a... What? Do you have a badge?
What are you wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt. This is... Because I'm surrounded by people named Stupid.
I don't think you're a cop, dude.
Show me your badge. John Garner.
I close the door and I call the police.
All right,
you have T-1000, I guess.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
So do you want to have another third attempt?
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi, I'm your son's teacher, Mr. Withers.
That's so strange. He's never mentioned you before.
Well,
what
do
you teach?
I teach an obscure little class. Pan flute.
Sir, I don't think you're a teacher.
Just say maths or English. Anything.
I've shut the door.
Maths, maths.
I don't believe you. Wait, who are you? Why are you here?
Never mind. I'll find him another way. Whatever.
What do you mean, find him? Are you a police officer?
No, apparently not. All right.
What do you mean, apparently not?
Okay, I'll find him another way.
What do you mean? I'm calling the police.
Yeah, so you got the cops after you. Okay. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, I'll give you one last chance.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, your son John Connor has won $1 million in the national sweepstakes. Where is your boy so I can give him his reward?
My boy is under the age of 18.
Well, I guess you win the $1 million.
You're just going to tell me where your boy is.
Sure. He'd love to know that you won $1 million.
Yeah, so I'll call him. Thanks so much. What do I need to fill in?
Oh, I've got the paperwork in my truck, but if you just tell me where...
Well, you want to go grab the paperwork and I'll call him and get him to come over.
Okay, I'll just go do that.
Yeah. Go grab the paperwork.
I grab the paper, but I wait in the truck for a long time. There's no truck. I stand on the street corner.
What are you doing? Where's your truck?
I don't know. It's going missing.
Has someone stolen it? Yeah, I'll call the police.
Yeah, I guess you should do that. How far away is Joe Connor?
Well, don't worry about him. Let's get...
No, worry about him.
Well, we can't get him
on the phone.
Andrew, let's sort out your stolen truck first. What does it look
like? No, it's no big deal.
The police are asking for a description of your truck.
Don't worry about it. Tell them forget it. I didn't bring it. I fucked up. I left it at home.
All right, I'm just going to call the police again.
Okay.
Hello, the police? Yeah, I've got a madman who's hallucinating. I think he might need some medical
attention. I don't think he ever had a truck. Okay, so...
Well, that might be good, because then you may be, depending on like, your speedier, depending how quickly we've come to this, timeline before the T-1000,
yeah,
we might be able to get into the same psychiatric ward as Sarah Connor. Yeah.
But unfortunately, if you're not quick and you hang around too long, what happens is the T-1000 rolls into the Connor household and kills you, too.
Yeah. And then when John calls up, it's like, hello! You've won $1 million! Hi, I'd like to speak to my parents.
Where could they be? I don't even know anymore.
I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'm here to give you $1 million. I'm sorry to say, but your parents and this man is dead. We need to go.
John Connor, I think you've won the lottery.
And your parents are dead.
John Connor, I forgot to say, you won the lottery and the person who gave you the money to your parents, you killed him.
Well, that's a lot to learn really quickly, Arnie.
So are we rich?
No.
It was a murder lottery.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I feel like you are stumbling at every possible hurdle.
It's really hard to find John Connor.
So let's say, best case scenario, you've ended up in a psych ward with Sarah Connor.
Okay.
Where are you knocking?
I'm knocking on her cell, which I imagine is next to mine.
Yes.
Sarah Connor, I'm a Terminator. I'm not, but I'm from the future. Hello?
You're a Terminator.
Stay away from me.
No, I'm a good one. I'm one of the good
yelling,
ones.
Help! Police!
You said you open with... So, last time, Sarah Connor... met a Terminator.
That's why I walked it back. I'm not a Terminator.
It tried to kill her.
I'm a Terminator.
So you open with, I'm a Terminator.
She's probably grabbed your throat through the cell.
And it's, shaking you.
I want to, and then,
oh wow, they've made Terminators that bleed blood.
I'm just a boy.
They've made Terminators weaker now. Cracks your neck, you're dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't open
with I'm a Terminator.
Okay, try again. Yes.
Sarah Connor?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jackson Bailey. I'm one of three boys sent to the past from the future to protect your son from a real bad robot man that's going to come kill him.
How do you know about my son?
Because I'm from the future.
Even if that was true.
His name's John Connor. He loves... I don't actually know much about him.
Who sent you?
The future government.
What do you
I mean? Came through one of the flash portals.
Just think of your inability to remember.
They confiscated my skin sack. I needed to get your boy to safety. Like,
I don't know who you are, but I don't believe you.
God damn it. Where's your son?
I've been locked up. I don't know where my son is, but I hope he's safe. And whatever you've done to him...
I've done nothing. Why didn't they send a Terminator back? It's so hard to find
a
boy.
What did you say?
A good Terminator. Calm down.
I believe John Connor would have sent us back.
Yeah, well, Kyle Reese. Kyle Reese is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, the Terminator's not coming. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm rotten as I have. I couldn't get out.
I say, if you could, it shouldn't take that much to convince Sarah Connor if you don't say the wrong. But you say so many wrong things.
I'm trying.
Like, Sarah Connor, I've been sent from the future by your son John. He grows up to lead the resistance. Everything that Kyle Reese said is true.
Kyle Reese?
Do you remember anything about the Terminator movies?
Hello, psychiatry place. I'm here to pick up my cousin, Jackson Bailey.
He's not.
Aunt Sarah Connor. I'm one of their last living relatives. I'm here to release them from get them out of.
I'm
here.
Pretty sure Sarah Connor's like full on in jail though. Like it's psych ward is in like criminal detention.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't think you can just go pick her up.
Yeah.
I don't know about Jackson. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's really hard to find this boy.
It's the it's a state hospital she's in.
Mm. Yeah, you might be able to get us out.
She breaks.
For her violently fantastical efforts to prevent Judgment Day.
Yeah. So I don't think
the
she's
violent
in...
part.
Yeah,
I think she's...
but I could be like, I'm, you know. Before I go, can I study up on past law?
I got to bring a skin sack, so.
Okay, well.
Because just to help out, but hello, yes, I am like a relative of Sarah Connor and this man,
well,
Jackson
Bailey. Here's the thing, you don't even need to be like, I'm here to pick up Sarah Connor. Because if they're like, what do you mean pick her up? She's going to be rotting in here until she's...
Yeah.
But you'd be like, I'm here to visit Sarah Connor.
I'm here to visit, okay.
And then you say what Jackson sort of said, which is like, Sarah, you don't know me. My name is Joel. I've been sent from the future by your son to protect your son.
I've been sent from the future by your son to protect your son and my good friend.
Yeah.
And I can't get through to her, dude. I'm trying.
Everything Kyle Reese said to you is true.
Yeah. We need to go protect your son.
But Judgment Day is still coming, unless... Yep.
Unless, you know, we stop this and prevent this.
We need to get you out of here.
We need to get you out of here. Yeah. So, like, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah.
Jackson. What? Who's Kyle?
Kyle Reese? I remember Reese from Malcolm in the Middle.
Hey, Jackson, can I just swap T-shirts with you? Or is that just a thing?
Yeah, okay.
Guessing. I think it's going to be easier for everybody.
Jackson's wearing his second T-shirt that just says, I'm Mr. Stupid.
I've got heaps of T-shirts from that line, dude. I'm protected.
Skin sack's full of them.
All right, so we somehow got to get out of.
Well, presumably with Sarah's training,
yeah,
you can break out.
You break out. So you're out.
Okay,
you've got Sarah who doesn't trust Jackson.
Yeah. Fair enough. It's okay, Sarah. It's okay. We got to use him as bait.
I don't know where her boy is.
I don't know who Kyle Reese is.
I think my truck was stolen.
It's funny because if we do reunite her and John, and the first thing you do is what you said at the start of the episode, which I haven't forgotten, which is take him to the far future where the Earth has already been destroyed.
Yeah. Safest place for him.
Is it? Because after Judgment Day, I don't think Earth is particularly inhabitable.
Well, it won't be great living, but...
I mean, we're from after Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you take him out of the timeline rather than protecting him...
Well, if I put him in a skin sack, maybe this is what I do.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Put him in a skin sack, take him to where we just came from, slap him out in front of him, his future self.
How's he going to start the resistance?
If he's been taken away...
Well,
you've taken the leader.
So this is what happens. You open his skin sack, he plops out, everyone goes, and then disappears.
Then time collapses in itself.
Oh, whoa, shit. Oh, no.
He's got to be there
to start the resistance.
Because he's got to be in, like, an underground mountain when the bombs go off. And he's got to be, like, or he gets shot on the beach. Depends what timeline we're going with.
We teleport him back to where he needs to be. So that he's there when it happens, but where we need to keep him safe, we just keep him in the future with us or with himself.
So,
but how's he not? Because he needs to build bonds and connections.
Well, he's not doing that as an 18-year-old.
So, which timeline do you want to go with? The one where? Okay, so one is tricky because you've picked that timeline because he just gets shot with a gun and dies as a boy.
Yeah.
Alternatively, he has to be in a secret bunker, which he gets told is how to prevent Judgment Day, but it's really just...
How to cope with Judgment Day.
Yeah, how to cope with Judgment Day, and the bombs fall, and the rest of the world's destroyed, but he's safe.
Mm. Yeah, we'll put him back there when the time comes.
I do like your idea, though, of going in the far future and training him up. That's a clever
thing. Yeah, I think so.
You could go in the far future, you train him up, and maybe where are you going, and you're trying to go like a future warrior? What's your plan?
Because
you've got the future in front of you. We know that Judgment Day happens.
Okay.
Okay, that's where the bombs get dropped, and humanity is like, shit, robots rose up.
Yeah.
And then from there, there is some resistance.
How long could robots last?
A long time, dude. They're robots.
And also, because the whole thing is
this isn't like fucking Morlocks and Eoli kind of bullshit. This isn't fucking that. They rise up.
Okay.
So how far into the future do you want to go, and what do you want John Connor to learn?
Well, I didn't think I'd have to train him.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I was just going to like look after him in like a shack far in the future in like a horrible blasted desert.
Yeah, how does that teach him or train him up to lead the resistance?
Well, I thought I was just protecting him.
Okay, let's say you are protecting him. You move to the shack and you time traveled.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then...
The radiation fallout, he's getting radiation poisoning. We're drinking rad water. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
But even then...
So
you go to the far future, you're training him for 2 days, and then all of a sudden you see this glowing orb appear, and then it's the T-1000, because he can also time
travel. How did he know that's where I was going?
That's true.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
So I just take him there. Okay, what are the points where... I wouldn't have remembered this. I know I have to take him back to points in the timeline so that he can rise up to be the resistance leader, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are also points in the timeline where he could nearly be killed by the T-1000. So if I take him into the shack in the future during the time when the T-1000 is around and then the next Terminator from Terminator 3.
TX.
Mm-hmm. And I just keep him there and we just chill out and he grows up to a healthy, strong young man. Mm. And then when the time is right, we teleport back to wherever he needs to be.
But then he hasn't been there to make connections. And
but he's not doing that at, what, he's like 18 now?
Well, he forms, so he does form a bond with the T-600.
T-800.
I keep saying T-600 in my head, and that's wrong. T-800.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't do anymore because he doesn't meet one.
No, well, that's not on me.
No, but it is on you because in Terminator 3, he would meet him anyway.
Well, when Terminator 3 happens, I take him back.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw? Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from. Like, sending him to the future is fine, but you got to do something with
him.
Because the future's dangerous. And if they're like, you're telling me, so if I'm a robot, I'm a Terminator.
The past is somehow safer.
And if I'm like a Terminator, I'm like, hang, you're telling me as a Terminator, while we currently control the world, that someone future traveled, John Connor, as a boy, the guy we're trying to kill.
They'd probably just gas the air.
Yeah.
You'd die too.
No. We step out of the thing, nude as the day we were born.
A bomb goes off immediately, killing you both.
Yeah. So
don't
like,
breathe
I get, because if the Terminators have an easier way of finding you if you take them to the future.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming, like, now
that you probably set off an alarm or something the moment.
Because this is like Skynet has probably got eyes and ears everywhere that it's like,
Skynet
knows what's going on.
So you better off going backwards.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Take him back.
Oh, okay. We'll take him back then.
All right.
Take him back caveman times.
I'm like, all right, Sarah Connor, we got to go back in time.
Uh-huh.
So we have to, protect you. This is the best way to protect your son from the future threats because there's no technology. So we're going to go back in time to prepare for. We've gone to caveman times. What? We're in caveman times.
I don't actually think you can breathe the air here either.
Don't breathe in.
Everyone back
Where's
in the flush.
So three of us, four of us, you, John, and Sarah, are in caveman times. Now what?
Now we just live a peaceful life eating coconuts and giant dinosaur food.
Why don't you go back to like the 50s?
Okay, so, well, why? When are you rocking up?
I'm playing every other character.
Yeah, good point. Okay, we're in caveman times, so we're going to have to train here, John, to fight robots and destroy.
What better place than in primeval history?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's our plan here now?
Why am I in charge?
It's your plan!
You just screamed, let's go to caveman times and hit the button, and now we're here.
And now you're like, why am I in charge?
I was going to go and kill Bill Gates.
All right.
Bill Gates?
We'll do your plan.
Oh. All right. Good.
Okay, so you land in caveman times. You're like, actually, I'm not in charge anymore.
Okay.
And then you're like, all right, new plan. We're killing Bill Gates.
We're killing Bill Gates and maybe Al Gore. I forget who invented the internet.
Okay.
But we're definitely killing
Might as well
a lot
kill
of-
both.
Okay,
kill for our bases.
We're killing a lot of internet people from my memory.
Mm-hmm.
What's Bezos? Did he do anything? We're killing Bezos?
Okay,
his name's Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So that's a big enough crime for
and
me.
Maybe Elon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to pick different points in time to kill tech guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And maybe that guy that invented that juicer for like way too much money. He shouldn't have done that. You fucking
what?
Idiot.
What? What?
Why is this the moment anyone's in charge of time travel they lose their fucking mind?
Yeah, a guy that's like I need $1 million to invent this like a juicing company, and everyone was like, you needed this expensive thing that pressed the cold juice in because like packets of juice, and everyone was like, can I just squeeze in my fist? And he was like, oh yeah. He lost millions.
That sounds
vaguely familiar.
Why are you killing him?
I was thinking of like tech startups that I can remember. He's one of them. Okay. Maybe it's, yeah.
So yeah. Silicon Valley becomes... It's Joel's Silicon Valley massacre.
We go hunting ground in Silicon Valley.
Here's the thing. I reckon...
Sarah Connor, what age are you comfortable with just snuffing out human life?
Okay, so this is like a baby Hitler situation.
Okay, we've got... baby Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do we want?
Well, because like...
Yeah.
This is going to feel good to say, but if it's a baby, just turn him over. And then you're not really doing anything. Yeah.
What if we just take him with us?
Okay.
Then we don't have to kill the babies.
Okay.
We don't have to have that black stain on ourselves. Right.
We're just kidnapping the babies.
Okay. We're baby napping
tech billionaires.
Tech billionaires before.
I would recommend that. Because I think what'll probably happen is someone
Steve Jobs, I'll get him.
Yeah.
I reckon early teens is a good place to take people because, like, when they've started their work. Because then, if you go too early, I just feel like someone else will just have the idea. Yeah. But if they've started their work and then you just prematurely end that work.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I was thinking if we take babies, we could take them back in time, give them to, like, random families throughout time. Then they're out of our hands, but someone's looking after them.
We did kidnap
the babies.
The internet was invented 30 years earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a risk. Take it back to medieval times. They can't do shit.
Yeah.
Give them to somebody who's already looking after a king's son or whatever.
Yeah.
A nursemaid. Plop Bill Gates on the other titty. Wipe your hands.
Got Bill Gates for a reason.
Bill Gates invents the internet in 1410. We come into the future, everybody's balls of energy.
kind of fixed it.
This is pretty good, I think.
Yeah. It's funny to imagine Bill. First of all, I think Bill Gates is the one who invented the internet.
Al Gore.
Why would it be Al Gore?
He did something. Al Gore did
something related to the internet.
I think he invented the internet. Steve Jobs. Steve Wozniak.
Yeah.
Is it two Steves?
I think it's two Steves.
They call themselves the two Steves that invented Apple.
That is crazy.
Should have.
That can't be right. Two Steves didn't invent Apple. Nah. I should have been called Steve instead. It's my Steve Mac.
Yeah.
It's my Steve watch.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Who invented the internet?
Something Berners-Lee.
Vinton Cerf and Bob Kahn.
Okay. Well, we take them back to medieval times, plop them on some titties. Bada bing, bada boom.
What did Al Gore do then?
What? Okay. Okay, what Google. What did Al Gore do to the internet?
Yeah.
You got to add to the internet.
And this is just for something, just for everyone at home playing along. Okay, Google. What did Al Gore do for the internet?
Yeah, there we go.
Hopefully everybody's
getting an answer. Yeah. What have you? Are you thinking
of the environment?
No, I'm thinking of the internet.
I don't know. I kind of had in my head that he did something as well, but I can't remember what.
In the 1980s and 1990s, he promoted legislation that funded an expansion of the ApraNet, allowing greater public access and helping to develop the internet.
Okay. So, all right. Fair enough.
He funded ApraNet.
Not stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
So I guess getting like plopping Al Gore and a wet nurse is maybe good. Stopping the internet from rising up.
But then
who invented the modern computer? Alan Turing?
Turing did it.
Okay, so go back to World War II.
But if
him, but then he could
might as well kill Hitler as a baby while we're here.
Right, yeah, so in World War II, kill Hitler. Okay, yeah.
We're in World War II, Hitler's a baby.
Okay.
So I'm going to kill Hitler as a baby, go into one room, come out, he's chasing me. He's not a baby, he's a full-grown man. man.
Guys, did you know in World War II Hitler was not a baby?
I'm learning so much about history.
Okay.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen with your plan, Zammit, is you're just going to be going back and forth through time so much, you're going to forget what's going on. You'll lose John Connor at one point, not even notice.
Well, yeah, I'll plop him on a wet nurse at some point.
I'm 13 or
Shut up, John Connor. I'm not here to protect you. I'm here to protect Alan Turing. Turing? What's your name, Alan? Man, you do not look like Alan. You don't look like Alan Cumberbatch at all.
Hang
you
on.
Mean Benedict Cumberbatch? No.
How do you know that? Also, let's explore. Let's explore what Jackson was just about to say, because he tried to interrupt and you said breast milk and then stopped. Yes. What?
I was going to be saying, as we plumped John Connor 13 onto a titty in the medieval time, breast milk's good for you. It'll make you strong.
Yeah.
Then he's trained as a medieval knight, comes into the future, kills Terminators with swords. Except, I think Zammit's going to forget what's... And also, because as you're doing this, the time stream's dilapidating around us.
Yeah.
Actually, you're a baby sucking on a medieval city.
What went wrong? but breast milk will make me strong.
It is good for me. I remember a good friend once telling me that.
That look over, you're on the other titty.
Yeah.
It's just going to make us
strong. I'm a full-grown man, though.
It's nice to be friend to the pervert.
Zammit, what are we doing?
I don't know. Getting strong for the time stream? Where'd Sarah go?
Okay, well, we messed it up.
All right, so going through time and kidnapping tech billionaires, maybe not my best plan. Credit something, I think.
Yeah.
All right, JD, take us home. Jackson are in medieval history.
My plan was going to be to go backwards in time, but unfortunately, that was explored.
I guess you got the present to mess around with.
Yeah,
1995.
1992.
Oh. Nah, 95. It was made in 1991.
Oh.
My God, so was I. Yeah. Oh, no, actually, I was made in 1990, born in 1991. Yeah. Finished off in 91.
Because the bomb's going to happen in 2029 from...
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Judgment Day happens
2029.
That's when it gets pushed back.
Oh, okay.
Well, what are you? It's meant to be 96, I think. Because remember, there's the scene where it got cut because the movie was the downer ending. She's at a playground.
Bomb just drops. And so what?
In 2029, the Earth is a wasteland dominated by the war.
Yeah. 2029 is when
we're coming from.
Oh no.
Whoa, that's not far away.
That's 7 years.
7 years from now, we're getting going back to 95 to stop.
Well, what was happening in 95?
Yeah.
What was going on?
Actually,
what a year.
You know what? Let's find out.
What
cool
a year.
Cool events in 1995. Cool events.
Well, if Joe Connor and the rest of us are fucked off in the time stream, I guess Dusha might as well enjoy the 90s.
Well, I imagine what's happening here is that, we're fucking the time stream. John Connor's like, bloop, through the time stream, and there's kind of back where he started robbing an ATM, and me and you are off in some splinter universe.
1995 sounds very bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I Googled cool events in 1995.
Oh, yeah.
So these are the top five that come up.
Yeah.
U.S. rescues Mexico's economy with a $20 billion aid program.
Okay.
Fine. Good. Russian space station Mir greets first Americans. That's also
that's
good.
That's great.
Nerve gas attack in Tokyo subway kills eight and injures thousands. I remember that.
Less good. Less good.
Death toll in Rwanda massacre hits 2,000.
Yeah, less good. Less
good. Fighting escalates in Bosnia and Croatia. France explodes nuclear device in the Pacific.
I remember that.
Yeah, okay.
The something atoll.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson gets a trial starts.
OJ's trial. Anything there?
Less. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anything you can do? Anything you can
Hope?
Do there?
Okay. Here's something we could maybe hide John Connor in.
Oh, okay.
From October 4th to October 8th of 1995, Pope John Paul II visits the U.S. on a whirlwind tour.
Okay.
And because a whirlwind tour of the Pope seems like it would be a lot of hectic security.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very
can
protected.
Can I somehow sneak John Connor in as an altar boy or something.
Or the new boy Pope.
Yeah, do like a switcheroo, like a kill the Pope.
That's fine.
Step one.
I know he's dying in, so I'm from the future. I'm like, he doesn't have long left.
Who cares? Kill the Pope.
Forgiving that guy that and also when that guy tried to shoot him in the head or whatever, he forgave him. He forgave me for killing him.
Kill the Pope, throw his body in a trash can.
Yeah.
Put the Pope hat and clothes on John Connor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If John Connor's in the Pope mobile,
well, bulletproof.
Guys, yeah. We have a time machine.
Uh-huh.
Take John Connor. Go back in time.
Oh.
Replace that young Pope with John Connor. He then becomes the future Pope, protected in 1995 from when the T-1000
can't get him. He's on a whirlwind tour, baby.
He tries to take a pot shot at the Pope. Can't get it. John Connor forgives the Terminators. Peace.
John Connor, would that change his trajectory to resistance leader? Is there a Pope bunker he would be in?
Well, if the assassination of John Pope,
yeah,
that was a T-1000, and then Pope John Connor, forgives the T-1000. Maybe all that the robots need is
forgiveness,
absolution, and forgiveness, to repent. So we've saved their immortal soul with the power of Christianity.
It's an unexpected turn of events.
We haven't had an anti-pope for a while.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah, so it's...
Sometimes you have an anti-pope.
What's an anti-pope?
It's basically someone like that's not pope? Elected as the pope that comes in as like, I'm the pope now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not doing that. We're basically...
No, but that's what I mean. But we haven't had one for a while, so maybe it's time.
We take, you know, what's Pope John Paul II? That's 95 to
year. Yeah.
So when he was a boy, when he was perhaps the 13 years old,
yeah,
we go to that era and we grab him.
And we say, this is...
And then we plump John Connor there and we'd be be a pope. And then we go back to medieval times, plonk the 13-year-old future pope onto a medieval titty.
Yeah.
And then we go back in time to when we dropped off John Connor and we kind of raise him to be the pope.
Yeah. I am worried that making him the pope for that long has made it very easy to find him.
Yeah. But they don't know because that's not John Connor, that's the pope.
Yeah.
Skynet bombs the Vatican.
That's Skynet. That's just like, Skynet can
confused and go back to the medieval times where we put the real pope, thinking that's John Connor, and blow up medieval times?
Well, no, because it can't go back that far, I think.
Why not?
I don't know. It's never happened.
Yeah, fair point. Fair call.
And then that way, everyone, Skynet is trying to find ATM Robin John Connor. What they're really missing is that, John Connor blips out of existence for a while, goes back even further in time, and he's raised as our new pope. And then...
I would be worried that when Judgment Day happened, he would be like, I forgive them and no resistance would happen.
Well, now... So John Connor is indoctrinated into the Catholic or Christian church.
Yeah.
Has become the Catholic or Christian pope.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's lived that life for so long that he's kind of believing all of that.
Yeah.
When did the Pope die?
2005.
Okay, so Judgment Day was not 2000, after 2005.
Yeah.
So when John Connor was meant to be leading the...
John Connor also can't have... I don't know
Also, now we've made an old man.
How about...
Yeah?
New plan.
Okay. Yeah.
I kill Pope John Paul II
okay.
in 1995. And the first day of his whirlwind tour.
Yeah, okay.
I then dress as Pope John Paul II.
Okay.
I complete his whirlwind tour.
Uh-huh.
I have an altar boy.
Uh-huh.
That altar boy is John Connor.
Do you look like Pope John Paul II?
Well, from the future, maybe I can use some of that skin sack and make a new face or whatever. Maybe.
You got to bring a book of law you didn't use.
I did have a book of law. You have a spare Pope John Paul suit.
So I do that. Then I'm just going to... And then if the T-1000 comes for me, the Pope is definitely more well-equipped than the police.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah,
Pope's got big security.
Especially because, I mean, that goes against me trying to kill the Pope because that's going to be hard.
Yeah. So you got to have, got two problems.
Yeah.
One is, how you get into the Pope to, brick him and whatever. And two, how did the Pope guards stop at T-1000?
Yeah.
Because, I know in the most recent Terminator, the Terminator just, mows down a shit ton of, military folk and whatnot.
I think you're going to get killed by a Pope security guard.
Yeah.
And we failed. That feels like the vibe here. Can we convince the world that John Connor is the second coming of Christ and then the entire world is gathered to protect John Connor?
So, Skynet, who's main objective is to kill all humans. And so we're being like, come together in one place to protect this one boy. And we put them all in one.
Yeah.
See maybe the problem? See the problem there?
Yeah.
And also, Pope John Paul's hard to kill.
Well, he's not. Got him.
In 1981, he got shot.
Yeah,
that's fine. I knew that. But yeah. I didn't know this part. He got shot in the abdomen, which perforated his colon and small intestine multiple times. He was rushed to the hospital. He lost consciousness. Even though the two bullets missed the arteries, he lost nearly 3/4 of his blood.
That's a lot of blood.
Whoa. And having only a quarter of your blood.
Yeah, he lived. And then on Christmas Day, he went to the guy and forgave him.
Christmas miracle.
So I feel like you're going to go in to stab him and he's just going to grab your wrist.
I forgive you as he pushes the knife through my skull. Oh, I don't forgive you.
Yes, as the Swiss guard mow you down.
Well, I mean, it's, they got the Terminator, so.
Yeah.
You know, but we were just like the first attempt.
Yeah. I feel like future John Connor is going to be like, it's been a minute.
Yeah. I'm going to send... Future John Connor's gonna be like, I feel like I was raised on medieval breast milk. All of a sudden,
something's wrong.
I don't know what's going on there.
Or it's just like all of a sudden he's like, I'm getting sick. Someone needs to send someone else back right now.
We got this T-800.
Why did we send that first?
And then it goes back to us. The portal opens, and us three are out, and we're like, all right, let's enact our plan. And then immediately another portal, the T-800 opens, explodes, and just shoots all three of us in the brain.
Portal opens up. We're like, okay, got a plan. You're going to go to John Connor. Another portal opens up. T-800 comes out, pushes us to the portal that just opened. Arrive back at John Connor's feet. Well, you're old now.
We do it?
Did we?
No.
Or like the portal that the Terminator opens up within us and just disintegrates us. Like our arms fall off either side.
And I'm like, what happens now? John Connor reaches in, grabs the $5 off us, puts it back in his breast pocket.
This is going to be a payday.
What?
It's sad that all of our plans are probably on par with if we had to just dug a hole and put John Connor in it.
Yeah.
Put a rug over it.
If we buried him, that would have been better.
Oh, well, that'll be next time.
Yeah, that'll be plenty more, you know, where that came from.
Yeah. It's sad I got killed by the Pope in a knife fight.
Unexpected.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And John Connor's been dead. But then okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. TD milk make you strong.
I wonder what, it feels worrying to have all of those babies from time in the one medieval household sucking on the one medieval wet nurse's titties. It's like that could come back to bite us.
Ah, rat apples. I've run out of content from my favorite fuckos, Sans Pants Radio. If only they had digital downloads I could acquire and listen to, with many of them having a choose price option so I could swindle them by choosing $0. Oh shit, they do? I just gotta head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, click on downloads, and peruse all the garbage they have on offer, and then give them nothing? Well, dreams can come true. Thanks, sanspantsradio.com/shop, for letting me take advantage of you and not setting a minimum spend, you dumb fucks.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.